The annual trip to the nation's capital this past week for those in charge of a nonprofit that helps New Jersey manufacturers get more globally competitive. Joining me on the WBGO Journal is John W. Kennedy, who is the CEO of the New Jersey Manufacturing Extension Program. John, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You have a big trip that is happening this week to Washington, D.C. Tell us why this three-day trip is so important to you.
Well, the reality is that, manufacturing seems to be on an upswing in many ways because people are talking about it, but it still needs the support to exist and to grow. Doug, they talk a lot about what's happening, we're going to reshore jobs, we're going to do this. The fact is that we don't necessarily have to do that because there's already companies that have been here the entire time, and certainly we need to support them. And as a former owner of a manufacturing plant and an engineering company in New Jersey, I know how important it is to gain that access, whether it's D.C. or Trenton.
Now, I know you had an open letter to President Trump that you expressed your feelings. Do you want to reemphasize those points in your time in D.C.?
Yeah, actually, I do. The fact is that I'm an engineer, not a politician, but you need to have people understand things. And one of the things that we do not understand about manufacturing is that 77% of the manufacturers in New Jersey and across the country are 30 people and below. So while we can talk all we want about the Lockheed Martins and the Noble brands and so on that are awesome, we've also got to understand that there's something called a supply chain, and we need to support those smaller firms as they grow. And I think sometimes this gets lost in the political rhetoric.
You know, when it comes to manufacturing, I don't think everybody really understands the landscape of manufacturing in New Jersey, even residents who have been here for a long time. Can you give us what that landscape really looks like? You've talked about how, the 30 and under as far as members, but what kind of businesses are really booming right now?
Well, the fact is with New Jersey, what's really interesting is that we're considered a supply chain state, which means we don't make a lot of end product. But we certainly make a lot of parts for those end products. So chemical industry still booms. Obviously, people talk about bio, pharma, life sciences, metals, bending, machining, welding, et cetera, are very important. Plastics as well. By our listing, which I provided you a little chart, there's 10,552 manufacturers in New Jersey, and people would tell you, wow, 500, if you ask them that question, how many manufacturers are in New Jersey? So the fact is that we're all over the place, and we're doing some great things, and these are not, starting jobs. These are not low-paying jobs. These are the average manufacturing worker in New Jersey makes an average of $77,000 annually without overtime.
Since you took over as CEO in 2014, you've made some changes in programs. Can you describe briefly what those are and the impact they've made?
Well, the MEP system's been around, for almost 30 years, and NJMEP for 21. And it's been a fabulous organization, for a long time. But we needed to change a little bit more with the times. And this includes developing programs that focus more on the smaller companies that they can afford to engage and make changes that benefit them. Also, working more with the communities to try to link educationally, how we can bring people into this industry because, again, they don't understand, what it is. A lot of people have a preconceived idea, and that's not always positive when you're talking about manufacturing. Also, we've added programs like Business Growth Suite and Transportation and Logistics because every company has these issues. They need to sell their product, before they make their product, and they need to get stuff in and stuff out. So we've changed our focus a little bit, and we're also trying to raise our brand. It's not always a good thing to be the best-kept secret in Jersey.
We're speaking with John W. Kennedy, who is the head of the New Jersey Manufacturing Extension Program. John, talk about the trip to D.C. Who's coming with you? Who will you meet with when you're there, and some of the things that you have planned?
Well, this is the annual Hill Days for the MEP system. MEP system is national. There's 51 of us, and that includes Puerto Rico. We're not government agencies. We actually compete to be the MEP in a particular state, and we are judged in by our metrics about how we perform. NJMEP is a high performer in that area. We're going down to meet our delegation. We will have meetings with all 14, our two senators and 12 Congress people, and I'll be taking my COO, Rob Strmauer, my CFO, Lenore DeSantis, and we're actually taking four or five New Jersey manufacturers who want to come down, and they want to, you know, show support not only for the system, but they want to show support and open some eyes about the industry as well.
How does a change in leadership in Washington impact you? I mean, you don't know everything that's going to happen with the Trump administration, but you had 8 years with the Obama administration. So how does this either change, disrupt, improve? What's your outlook right now?
Well, you know, the reality is it's hard to tell. You know, I mean, President Trump's only been in a short while, and obviously a lot of things are going on. He's saying the right things, but saying and doing are two different things, you know, in life. So that's no judgment. President Obama supported manufacturing in his own ways and was very positive. So, you know, we're hoping that that will continue and grow, but it takes everybody. You know, the reality is that the message has to get out. We have to make things or else, you know, our economy will slowly contract and you know, disappear. It's just a fact. It's not my guesswork. So, you know, we're going to see where President Trump goes. Hopefully he continues in the same manner and build on that.
Now, you had your own businesses, as you mentioned, and you're a Jersey guy from Madison. Obviously, you want to see, you know, great success here in the Garden State. Why did you eventually want to sell your businesses? How did that come about?
My manufacturing company had, you know, we ran into some, you know, DEP situations when we went to expand. So it made financial sense for my partner to take on that. And he eventually moved the company from Irvington to Harrison. And it still exists. Barnett Machine Tool, going great. Super company, super people. My engineering company, you know, after owning companies and making payroll for people for 25 years, it does wear you out. It's wonderful. I loved it. But in New Jersey, you're also, at any size company, you're treated the same. And that can be draining. The taxation, the fees, you know, I love New Jersey. As you said, I'm a Jersey kid, but, you know, we're not considered 50th in business friendly because somebody, you know, made that list up. We're actually aren't business friendly. And certainly not to manufacturers.
So if there's a young John W. Kennedy out there who really wants to make a name for him or her and their company, what advice do you have for a person who really wants to get involved in manufacturing business and ownership here in New Jersey?
Well, first of all, I hope my son's Sean M. Kennedy, because I wouldn't name him John Kennedy. So I love the name, but it's been a drag.
And you told me you were not named. You were named for your father, not for the late president.
That is true. But that hasn't stopped, you know, everybody from enjoying the name, which is fine. But in all seriousness, the sky's the limit in a lot of things we do. You know, we look sometimes to New Jersey and we don't realize what we've got here. You know, we've got an incredible state. We've got, you know, an excellent education system, which is always listed as top five in the nation. We have tremendous post-grad schools. We have a super group of people that are citizens here. We have shipping, air, truck, you know, everything that can bring things in and out of the industry. So you've got a lot of what you need. You got people and opportunity. There's some tremendous chances for young people. I hope that more people go into engineering and into manufacturing. But that change comes not only with me, but with parents who have to understand the difference in what's, you know, manufacturing and engineering careers. They don't. They want their kid to get an education, which is wonderful, but they seem to think that, you know, manufacturing careers don't allow for growth and don't allow or don't need college graduates. They need both. They need tremendous vo-technical training and they need tremendous college you know, backgrounds. So my opinion and my advice would be, you know, go for it because there's a lot of opportunity if you don't get stopped by, you know, your own will. Because the fact is that owning your own business, whether it's the local deli or whether it's a marketing firm or whether it's manufacturing engineering, you know, it's a lot of hard work and there's ups and downs. So you got to take it as it comes.
What lit your fire in this type of business? Why did you get involved right away?
Well, it's going to sound silly, but I was 11 years old and I was taking engineering merit badge for Boy Scouts, and I really got excited about it. And my dad, who worked for Public Service Electric and Gas, and who also was an engineer by examination after World War II, was a tinkerer. So we got talking, we got to doing things, and you know, we didn't grow up with much money, so you're always fixing and doing stuff. And it dawned on me that this was pretty cool. It was a lot better than sitting at a desk all day every day, and you know, you got to use your mind and your hands together. So yeah, it was Boy Scouts of America.
That's great. And I mean, you're obviously someone, you told me beforehand, you're a big sports fan. You follow the local New York teams here in the area. You're obviously well-rounded. And how has that helped you as the president of this group?
Well, you know, I was lucky to grow up in an era where, you know, you left your house and you went out and played. And that play might be playing baseball or football pickup games, or it might be you found bicycles that were being thrown out and you're rehabbing them. You know, so you learn to do things and you had fun doing that stuff. And because of that, I think that, you know, I was lucky enough to grow up well-rounded. You know, said my parents were wonderful, but we certainly didn't have a lot of money and less when my dad died suddenly. So, you know, you figure things out. And part of it's whatever comes your way, you make it do.
When you lost your dad, how did that impact you?
That was devastating. I was a teenager, and I was a very angry young man. I felt slighted, thank God for my mom and a couple of scout leaders and a coach who had no problem patting me on the back or motivating me through other ways, a little different era, so to keep me on the straight and narrow. So, but as I said, I still look up to my dad, and it's been many, many years.
I guess that's why you're someone who gives back. You're a member of boards of not only the Boy Scouts, but Special Olympics, and board of directors of the Park Avenue Club Foundation that supports local charity. So you're about giving back to the community.
Well, that was my mom and my dad. My mom had nothing after my dad passed away, but she was always the person who, she would find enough money to buy those Girl Scout cookies or whatever it was. She was the first to volunteer at the school. And one of her favorite sayings was, if you don't give back, you don't get any more. So it was just drilled into my head. And if a woman who struggled that hard to make ends meet could give back, gee, it's not hard for me.
Not only are we in a time of transition in the nation's capital, but we're also in transition when it comes to having a new governor in a short period of time as well. So if you were elected governor, John W. Kennedy becomes New Jersey's new governor, what would you change that would help manufacturing in this state?
Well, that's an interesting question. As I said, not really politically minded. I think there'd be a few people leaving. But anyway, it's not just helping manufacturing or engineering. It's making it easier to do business. And you've got to look at the businesses in different ways. Obviously, tourism is very important, and we put a lot of effort and energy into tourism. But we need to do that same effort and energy into manufacturing. We need to do the same thing with logistics and warehousing, because that's important. We need to spend the time and effort to understand these industries. And that's, we've got a lot of good people that are, our legislative group in Trenton. But I would beg to say that most of them don't understand the industry, nor think that it's viable, and that's a big mistake. So, part of the goal would be to re-educate people and to find ways that we could be more business-friendly in a state that's got a lot of assets.
Did you ever think growing up when you weren't quite sure what you wanted to do, but you were good at building things, that at one point you'd be on a list of top 100 business makers or people who are making a difference in New Jersey?
Well, I chuckle about that because they must have had an open spot and, played a roulette wheel and my name came up. Look, it's, I think it's more that NJMEP and the industry have the impact more than John Kennedy has the impact. So, and that's a good thing. My mom also said self-praise stinks, so I don't want her throwing me things down on me from heaven. So, I can't go bragging about stuff.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about maybe the trip or when it comes to NJMEP?
Well, those people that don't know about it, it's a phenomenal group. We're not an organization that is an association with members. We've got a lot of great people. We have a staff of 25 that's out and about working with manufacturers, assessing them, finding ways to help them through training, through consulting, through advocacy. And we've got a tremendous group of people. And that's a real plus in the long term. As far as what we're doing, this is going to be a crazy week, but hopefully fruitful in that manner. And then we're on to what we're going to State of the State of Manufacturing in New Jersey, two events that are coming up later in the month. So it'll be a busy March.
John W. Kennedy, we appreciate your time on the WBGO Journal and enjoy your time in D.C.
Thank you, sir.